On this week's StoryCorps in Cincinnati, Carl Fox and Terry Bond are well-known saloon keepers in Northern Kentucky who waited for years for the chance to legally marry and have now done so three times. It's a story of love and perseverance that continues to be written to this day.
Terry and I met at my bar over in Covington, Kentucky.
Rosie's Tavern.
Rosie's Tavern, named for my late mother.
Yep. That was in 1996, like almost 21 years ago. Because basically about 4 years into our relationship is when we got kind of married the first time. And being a same-sex couple in this day and age is rather interesting. It has been an interesting transition.
Well, I asked you almost 2 years in, and you said maybe.
And I wasn't quite ready yet. I mean, it takes a little time.
I was so frustrated.
I was getting there.
Well, and you did very well.
Yeah. But at that time, we just had a commitment ceremony on our deck with few friends, and you had
my sister and my brother. And two of my six brothers and sisters. Pagan wedding.
But that was just more for us.
It was beautiful, though.
Then in 2011, after it became legal in the state of New York, we went up to New York and got married in Strawberry Fields.
You made me give you a very romantic proposal for that one.
In Central Park. We got married in Central Park.
That is probably the most wonderful day of my life. I thought about that when we were getting ready for this. That is just the most wonderful memory.
Well, and the funny part of that was that I said, okay, we'll get married in Strawberry Fields and in New York, but that's it. You know, we're getting married, and that we're done. We're getting married a second time, and that's going to be it. A friend of ours who's a justice of the peace in Kenton County for many years has been saying, as soon as it gets, it comes legal nationally, I want you guys to be the first people I marry. And I was like, All right. And so when the Supreme Court ruled that morning,
I wouldn't even get up that morning if you remember. I was sure they were going to say no.
But he contacted us on Facebook and was like, you guys are coming down, right? And so it's like, I woke him up and we threw on our tuxes and went down and got married a third time.
I remember that a little bit different that morning because, like I said, I wouldn't get up. I had finally given up after 30 years of fighting for the right to marry. I'd given up. I was afraid they were going to say no at the end. And so I wouldn't get up that morning. And Terry woke up and he wanted to see. He believed you woke up and you wanted to see what was going on. And I wouldn't get up with you. And then I remember you coming in and waking me up. I remember you kissing me. That's what woke me up. And you said to me, we did it. They did it. I just remember you said somebody did it. No, I couldn't figure out what you were talking about. And so I said, who did it? What did it? And you said, we can get married in the Supreme Court. And then I figured out what you were saying. And you left the room, if I remember correctly, and I started getting myself woken up. And then suddenly you're back in the room and you're like, get up, get your tuxedo on. And I was like, what do you mean put on my tuxedo? You made me promise you before we got married years ago that was the last time I would make you marry me, I would not make you marry me a third time. I remember specifically having to promise that. And so when you said, get up and put on your tuxedo, I was so confused. It's like, what? And you said, well, Steve wants us to come down. The Justice of the Peace wants to marry us. He's holding up weddings. And so I put on my tuxedo, and that's how we ended up getting married three times.
StoryCorps in Cincinnati is a presentation of Cincinnati Public Radio. Thanks to the Carol Ann and Ralph V. Hale Jr. U.S. Bank Foundation and the Johnson Foundation for their support.